window that trombone shopped, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Greetings.
Howdy. A
few horns in the background there.
Steve, tell the truth. Have you dabbled in any
Steve,
Olympics?
Tell the truth. I'll just answer the
those
question.
Are, those
stop
are
dodging
horns.
It. He's dodging.
Sorry, John, as you were.
Olympics. Have you been watching?
I've dabbled in the Olympics. Mm. I've very slightly dabbled.
Any great moments that you've witnessed?
I watched the women's 87 kilogram plus weightlifting.
Yep.
And marvelled in the ability of people to lift huge amounts of weight.
Right on.
And yeah,
okay.
So it was that, and there was something else, but frankly, it wasn't very memorable. So okay. Olympics, 1 from 2.
I did actually a texter messaged in about the rock climbing,
speed climbing,
and I saw that, and I was like, what the heck is going
I
on?
I think I've seen it. But, like, out of context, yeah. Just like, what? Seems risky.
I didn't realize there was rock climbing at the Olympics, but
no.
There you have it.
Is it even rock, though? It's probably plastic.
Yeah.
There you go.
What I think what I grasped earlier this week was just that I need a bit more narrative to cling on to than what I feel the Olympics provides.
Mm.
Maybe that's, like, my, you know, just a bit of a
watch
broader
Free
story.
Solo. There you go. That's what I would recommend.
That's
if we need
strong,
to
strong
need
strong recommendation.
Tailor this into like a movie sort of documentary situation. That is
I would
hectic,
put Valley
man.
Uprising or The Dawn Wall in front of Free Solo.
It's not. Free Solo is definitely the best one. So don't waste your time. Like John Nave chuck three documentaries out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're all kind of the same. It's like great. Should we just play that game?
Or? Well, speaking of playing that game, last week as I left the segment I was heading off to see the Fat Freddy's drop. Live performance.
Yes.
Album recording film. Speaking of brass in the background. And I had quite a good time. This is the recording of the new album, which they did on the lawn out on a mate's farm. And it's really nicely shot, really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Caller said it was a tennis court.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an old
well,
tennis court.
Well, just like a, just a modern
steady
one.
Ground.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
What are the good bits of this? The good bits were I found it interesting watching Moo make beats and put the song together, MPC and keys and stuff. Not so good bits, the parts of Fat Freddy's Drop that I'm maybe less of a fan of musically definitely didn't grab me in this setting, but it's still a pretty interesting film. I took your Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii proposition to the band before the film.
Really?
And mentioned that
they,
it had come out of here.
They must know about that.
Yeah, they do. They said, we've got the creme de la creme from our studio out there as well,
yeah.
But can't quite compete with Pink Floyd and all their big modular synthesizers and whatnot. But no, in our own small way, that's right, it's our own Live at Pompeii.
No so, gong? Do they have a gong?
No, that gong is so good.
Might as well get a gong out there, eh? Get that from a school.
The amount of time Roger just spends like waiting on
in
that
the
gong.
Sunset.
Waiting on the gong.
Waiting on the sunset
waiting
first.
Waiting on the gong.
And then
now... Inevitably, this will be viewable. It had two live streams over the weekend. It was put online as appointment viewing, so not just like chucked straight up on YouTube. But I'm yet to get confirmation.
So
just
it's
texting
the whole
away
album?
Here.
Because
like,
that
when
song
can,
that we just played is obviously off this new album situation. Hopefully it's all in that vein. It's really good.
Yeah, so they. I think that the what you get from this film is... The style of stuff they play is not really the same tempo and energy as a Fat Freddy's live show, and for me that works a bit better.
Right, yeah.
Quite like not having an audience as well.
Mm.
But yeah, it's more more maybe more moody or sparse than necessarily the party buzz, which is good.
Mm.
Now speaking of party buzz, I also went to see a new DC. Spandex Bloodfest The Suicide Squad. This is in cinemas from tomorrow. Director James Gunn, who has made some delightfully violent films over the years, and also Guardians of the Galaxy, takes the reign here and kind of just erases that other Suicide Squad film from 2016 completely away. If that one left a bad taste in your mouth, you should definitely check this one out. Of note here, Idris Elba is the lead. He is awesome. That man and a kind of absurd comic action movie being perpetually fucked off at everything is a delight to watch.
Great character, that type of character.
Yeah, yeah, he does quite a few. I mean, I can't do it justice, but a few. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Etc. His screen time that he shares with former professional wrestler John Cena is another highlight of the film. Wrestlers, like that whole business, you just look at The Rock and you realize how much we may have been distracted by their athletic prowess, but actually what makes the superstars superstars is their timing, and a kind of timing that's incredibly good for comedy. Mm-hmm. He is funny as if his character
twitch
called...
muscles. So.
Oh, yeah. Anabolic comedy.
Really fast.
Cena here plays a character called Peacemaker. He's kind of like this over-muscular, douchey patriot, but basically patriotism is just an excuse to murder people. And there's quite a delight in that character.
He's so American.
What's the general sort of plot line of this particular
I'm pleased you asked, John. Well, the Suicide Squad, these are supervillains who are kept incarcerated. And every now and again, when America needs to do some kind of grubby mission with expendable but highly skilled
proponents, do they have to get the team together at one point?
The teams are
Is someone in Vegas gambling? Like, oh,
no,
man,
these guys are all in the slammer. The team just gets assembled. They get injected with bombs, so if they go off mission, they can get blown up.
Yes.
And they basically,
is it nanobot technology?
We don't see what's actually powering it, but it definitely makes a mess. This is quite a messy movie. There's lots of splatter. Gunn kind of sets out the tone of his film in the first 5 to 10 minutes pretty effectively.
So R16?
R16, this one. Yep.
Somebody gonna die on film.
A lot of people die, and it's mostly pretty funny. Strangely, for a film with a massive body count...
Is it like Deadpool realm funny?
No, well, yes and no. Strangely, for a film with a high body count, it definitely relishes in the comedy of people getting killed on screen, but I don't think it's quite as... It doesn't kind of lean into it quite as much as Deadpool, and... It has more of a strong storytelling and, dare I say, emotional component to it. It's a better movie than Deadpool, I think. Not all the jokes land. In fact, some of them are kind of clunkers, but the good stuff that it does well, the spectacle, these scumbags on a Dirty Dozen-style expendable mission is a delight to watch, and you'll have a good time if you head along.
Sweet.
No money back guarantees, though, because...
What's it called? Suicide Squad 2.
I'm not going to give you money back. This is just... The first one's called Suicide Squad.
This one's called Suicide Squad.
And to differentiate this one's called The Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I mean, it could be worse. They could have changed...
This is the Russian Olympics all over again.
A little bit. It could be worse. They could have changed the U's in Suicide Squad to 2's.
Steve, anything else? Anything else outside of the Suicide Squad?
It's kind of me, man. It's kind of me.
Okay.
How about you?
Olympics.
Just Olympics, really.
What's been good at the Olympics? Apart from the
so many stories,
climbing.
So many great moments.
I've been watching Dark Side of the Ring. It's good, man. I love it.
I've done one episode of the DeLorean documentary.
Oh, that's fantastic as well.
There's some crazy people out there, guys. Some crazy people.
It's nobody's fault.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.